Sure, I've got the right.
Welcome to the Comics Experiment, the show right here at Comic Story, and that we bring to you every Saturday that we get around to filming it. It's filmed live on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/comicstory, and every Thursday, along with a couple other shows. It's also uploaded to Spotify and Apple iTunes and SoundCloud. So hello, you dear, dear, sexy listeners out there. Today, we are going to be talking about villains in movies. Should they get their own movie? We're also going to tell stories because we don't know if that topic will last very long. But if you enjoy this podcast and you want to see it continue, please consider going to our sponsor, 4Hims. They're known for giving you amazing hair products, amazing skin products, and... Andy?
They give you B? I don't...
sexual wellness.
Oh. I don't actually pay attention when he does these usually, so I don't know what the word was.
Sexual Wellness. It's one of our longest standing sponsors. We appreciate them, and if you want to see this show continue, consider checking out our sponsors by going there. You can also go check out and directly support us by going to our Twitch channel and subscribing, or going to our Patreon, where for only $2 you get the unedited access to this, and I think there's like 40 minutes of unedited stuff for this particular episode.
None of it good.
We failed at opening the show many a time.
So that's today's... I did the intro. I did it. Guys, I did the intro finally.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Can you pet me? No, don't pet me.
Yeah, I can pet you.
All right, Andy, before we kick off today's episode, we've been getting questions about your new tattoo, so I thought we should put it on the podcast so our dear listeners can see it.
I mean, it relates so perfectly.
It does. Well, we also talk about us on this show, don't we? Don't we, Dan?
I mean, you do.
How are you doing today?
he's not wrong.
How are you doing, Daniel?
I am doing well.
What have you done this week, Daniel?
I have played a lot of WoW Classic. And I tried to binge watch Supernatural, and then I realized what I was getting myself into. It's a lot. It's 2 weeks straight.
All right, Andy, what'd you get?
Supernatural?
No, tattoo.
Oh. I was like, I got confused. Too many topics. My brain doesn't work that way.
I got a Dark Tower tattoo. I don't know if you can see it very well. So it is the Gunslinger's Gun, the number 19, a keyhole, the Dark Tower, and the Eye of the Crimson King.
Looks awesome. It
Thank
really
you.
Does.
It does. I'm a big fan of it, yeah.
Can I rub it?
No. It's already swollen and angry.
Oh, no, a mosquito.
The best part was we had dinner with Andy. Well, we played games with Andy and his wife yesterday.
Yes.
In the entire 2 hours we were playing Gloomhaven.
I'm just sensuously oiling up my arm.
And she wouldn't stop grabbing his arm.
Yeah, every time I get
like,
a tattoo.
She'd be like, what move am I doing?
If I got on a tattoo purpose? On my ass, that would be the time she would decide to start slapping my ass. Like in the middle of a Walmart for some
like
reason.
He was sitting here and she's here and she would constantly be like, should I use this card?
And I'm like, God.
That's my impression of Edith, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. Yeah,
I thought she was here for a moment.
I honestly did, too. I was about to reach over and start making out with her.
That would have been
so
weird.
Anyway, yeah.
So the Joker.
Well, before we get to the Joker, this actually ties into the entire discussion today, and I want to get you guys' opinions on this, okay? So today, the major discussion is going to be, should villains get their own movies? And we're going to go over the villains who have gotten their own movies, the reasons why people think they shouldn't, and stuff like that. We're going to be talking about that. But before, related to villains, I want to get your guys' opinions. I almost unfollowed myself. I want to get your guys' opinions on the DC's oversaturation of good villains. So we were talking about this last night. Batman Who Laughs.
Oh, okay.
I love this guy.
I wasn't sure.
It's probably one of their better villains ever. I did make the joke yesterday, though. DC's like, what's our best-selling superhero?
Batman.
Okay. What's our best-selling villain?
Joker.
What if we just made a Batman villain?
Genius.
How well do you think he'll sell?
Really good.
Yeah, no joke to go with
I
that.
Didn't have another one. Yeah, I was kind of
so,
ran out.
I do find it funny that currently the best-selling villain is Batman.
Do you like Batman? Do you wish he was more like Joker? Vice versa, do you like Joker but wish he was more like Batman? Have we got the character for you?
But it got me thinking. Okay, for the record, before we go into this, because it's going to sound like we're bashing, I did enjoy Dark Knight Metal. I did enjoy The Batman Who Laughs. Yep. I enjoyed his little appearances. Mm-hmm. I am enjoying already the kickoff of the Batman Superman line. But what gets me thinking about this is they announced, what was the exact announcement yesterday, Andy?
Oh, that the Batman Who Laughs will be bringing his own Dark Justice League, or Evil Justice League?
Yeah.
Against Luther's Legion of Doom in a tie-in miniseries for Year of the Villain.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Doesn't it?
It does, and that's the problem. Like, all of this sounds awesome.
That's the problem? This idea is too good!
Well, stop being great!
So I have two issues right now. One, the oversaturation of... It's like they were like, well, we don't want to oversaturate the Joker, but let's burn the Batman Who Laughs out because we're just going to run him into the ground and never use him again.
I think he's going to stick around for a long time. I do too, yeah.
If nothing, or he'll appear like years down the line. They'll be like, he's dead. Then 3 years later, he's not dead.
He was never dead.
But here's the other problem
he's
I have.
He's the Batman who still laughs.
That's the sequel series.
But here's my other issue with him. The concept that Scott Snyder originally came up with for the Batman Who Laughs is he is the ultimate villain.
Yeah,
because he has everything that Batman thinks about. Prep time, he does. He can pre-plan
with the
everything.
Sheer madness
of the Joker.
Of the Joker.
Now here's the issue. At first, this was great because it took the two of them coming together and for Batman to almost become him to defeat him. Mm-hmm. But now it almost feels like the Batman Who Laughs turning into a traditional villain because he has a plot of the week, which now seems very anti-Batman to have a plot of the week that is going to be thwarted by the other Batman.
So, I mean, essentially, he'll probably turn into, although I hope this doesn't happen, he will turn into basically what Bane became. Because when Bane first showed up, he was this brilliant tactician. He, you know, released all the villains from Arkham. He wears down Batman, who's trying to stop them all. And then he shows up and breaks Batman's back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whereas now he's just like, me, Bane. I have Gotham City and I made all the villains cops
and
for
I've kicked
reason.
My toxin.
As much as you don't like Tom King's run, at least Bane is acting very classic Bane finally. As opposed to everything he's done between these periods, where it's just
I'll give you that.
Give me Venom!
Yeah, I'll give you that. But he went from being like this brilliant villain to kind of like a one-note villain.
Yes, he did.
You know,
it was always like, I will break you.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me more Venom.
Remember the last time I broke you? I'm going to do it again.
I will say, Tom King at least has put him back to the more tactician kind of...
Sure, yeah, even though
for some reason he wants to wrestle naked
sense.
All the time, but hey, whatever.
Who doesn't?
I'll wrestle you naked later, right?
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, that's,
we'll do it Orlando Bloom style.
So I'm gonna leave. I'll let you guys do that.
You gotta film.
Hey, no, it's a group project. It's for work.
Team building exercise.
It's part of the podcast.
We're gonna stream it live.
No, we're only doing that. This is only for like SoundCloud and stuff like that, so they can't see it. That way they can't censor it. Genius.
But
anyway,
the issue I have with Batman Who Laughs is he's getting used everywhere. He's getting put in every plot, which up to this point has been fine, but now he's got another one. And what's going to be the one after that? First off, doesn't this
the
kill,
one where he has a monster
doesn't this
Justice League.
Almost dummy down the character? Because now he's not a one-off, oh my God, what is this crazy plan? Mm-hmm. Now it's, he's making a Justice League. Oh, he's going to make the nth metal batarangs to infect other superheroes.
Which is brilliant.
That is a brilliant
and so far,
and it is a spoiler.
Well, it's the book it's out. It came out last week. Kidding. We're fine. It's okay. We just released the video today.
Oh, okay. We're fine. We've already spoiled it. We're good.
What do you guys think about him getting overused, about him getting used a lot, like different plots? And
well, I would say yes if we were a couple years out of Dark Knight Metal, because Dark Knight Metal was last year?
2 years ago, I think. Now.
Was it 2 years ago?
A year and a half to 2 years ago.
I think it was last January is when it wrapped. So I think it was technically 2 years ago when it started.
Yeah.
But I think it ended in 2018, like March.
Yeah, because it started up when Houston was still an editor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I wasn't...
We actually... That was Houston's last edited series.
I think so,
Because Houston kept getting the shaft on series that just wouldn't get views.
Yeah.
Dan always got the good ones.
Because I would always be like, that's great. I love that story. It's mine.
Dibs.
Well, because he was reading the book, so he would know ahead of time
what he's getting.
Houston would only read them when I gave it to him. So.
Sure, yeah.
I remember giving a medal as like, okay, you're going to get a series that's going to do well and people can see it.
And then nobody liked that series. It's awful. So it was Dark Knight Metal, and then we went into The Batman Who Laughs. Because he only showed up like one time after Dark Knight Metal before The Batman Who Laughs.
Yeah, he was like chained up in the Legion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it wasn't like he was popping up all over the place. Like, you know, Batman's fighting like Killer Croc and you see
Well, he popped
Batman
up.
Who Laughs like...
Actually,
just in actually, hold on. In every single this. Batman issue, he's the just, Batman who laughs like is somewhere
in the background.
Hold on, because you'll remember this, because he wasn't reviewing comics with this. He was still in the army at this point. He was doing that. He was in Immortal Men, like the end of one of the issues.
Oh, I didn't read Immortal Men.
He was.
Well, that was the one that had to do with them looking through the multiverse, though.
Right, yeah. But he kept popping up.
I mean, that makes
places,
sense.
And it was like, oh, what's he going to do?
But he hasn't been like, it was like basically Dark Knight Metal, and then he went into the Batman Who Laughs miniseries,
mm-hmm.
right, which saw him fighting Bruce again. Which, I mean, would make sense. You got the one, like, super Batman, or the most evil of Batman,
right,
who didn't die at the end of Dark Knight Metal. He's going to pop up again. He wouldn't just be like, ah, well.
Better go back home.
Yeah, I guess I'll just wander off.
And right now, the current Batman Superman, I'm liking because it is a direct follow-up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
His
so
plan
I would say
worked in the end, but Batman didn't know it.
Right. So I would say if he was literally popping up in every book, like basically it was like Year of the Villain, but it was like Year of the Batman Who Laughs. And it was just like an Aquaman, like he popped up like, ah, how you doing? Like that would be over his head.
What are you doing? Like,
yeah.
He's like, hey, I made a shark who laughs. Have fun.
He's just literally making anything that laughs.
It's the Kraken who laughs.
It comes out.
He's just got a big smile on his face.
Oh, no. What do we do with that?
No, I would say that would be oversaturation. I mean, at this point, he's no more oversaturated than normal Joker.
Right.
Who normal Joker didn't show up in Batman for a couple of years.
No, it would actually be like 3 or 4 years between his
exactly.
major appearances.
That's what I'm saying. So.
Well, because DC used to have the philosophy of let's not oversaturate.
That, right.
That's actually where a lot of people don't know this, but remember when all the TV shows first started up, you would only get a Batman in one of them. You would only get, and like that was their big argument initially, if they're in the movies, you can't use them in the CW shows. Because they believed very firmly in oversaturating their own markets. They seemingly in the recent years have been like, just draw out whatever you can.
Screw it.
Because now we have Batman and like, you know, we got the Justice League version. We got the Matt Reeves version now.
Yeah.
We've got the TV show version.
That's an awful version.
Twice. Because
I did see the Titans version. It was not good.
Yes, we got him and Titans. Good.
You mean Bat-Alfred?
Yeah, Bat-Alfred. Yeah,
we got Titans. We got Batwoman said they're going to have a Batman. They have to for that plot.
At some point,
Yeah. So like he's now popping up everywhere.
Right.
Because now they're going the other side where they're like, well, Batman's popular. Just put him everywhere.
I would say at this point, the Batman Who Laughs is in danger of being oversaturated, but not necessarily yet, would be my argument.
Disagree.
Okay.
Thanks for watching.
No, I was like, what?
No, so the reason why I disagree is the fact that you said, and it's literally what you said is the best way to explain it, oversaturation of good villains.
Mm.
I feel like if it was an oversaturation, you'd be like, we don't want more. Like, they're bad villains. Yeah, yeah. They're annoying. We don't want them anymore. And it's also the Batman Who Laughs, in comparison to how much he's in comics, think of how often Reverse Flash is used. That's an oversaturation.
Okay,
Joker, Bane lately.
So
like
Bane has popped up a lot lately.
I mean, when the TV show or when either the TV shows or the movies come out, there's always a villain in one of them, and they're in everything.
Like when Suicide Squad was coming up, they were seemingly fighting every team in the DC universe.
It was great
for
comics.
Some reason. It's like, oh, who are we fighting this week?
Yeah.
Teen Titans. God damn it!
They did fight kids. Teen Titans. I think every time they fought the Teen Titans, it was like that. Like, don't fight the kids. Why are we fighting the kids?
And then there's Damian just going, ha, battering to the head.
Deadshot's just like loading up more bullets. Like, all right. No, we're not supposed to shoot these. Like, what? That's kind of a thing, guys.
That's what I do.
I literally have one thing
It's in my name.
I either shoot them a bunch of times or once.
It's the only thing that separates me from Deathstroke.
That's pretty much
I shoot, he uses swords.
Pretty much.
No, it's funny with the Reverse Flash because just like Joker, he literally, I think it was almost 20 years, he never showed back up, Reverse Flash.
Right.
Outside of like the one-off, like, oh, I'm here, and then he's gone.
But before...
I like how you do the same thing with villains, though. Ah, how you doing?
No, but like...
Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash was with Barry Allen. So when Reverse Flash, when Barry Allen vanished, he was gone with him until Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Well, that version.
Well,
I mean, how many Reverse
Hunter Zolomon? Hunter Zolomon is technically a totally different character,
but
because he literally had his own background history. Mm,
but
about him. He didn't even go
portion,
by Reverse Flash from
during
of
the
it.
Portion that he was in it. He was used everywhere.
Well,
like a lot of the time with all of these, they show up, they oversaturate, then they go away. And I have a feeling that's what it's going to be. I feel like they're going to do what they're doing. Batman Superman is going to wrap up. We won't see Batman Who Laughs for a little bit of time. They'll probably like stick him in the Phantom Zone. Then it's going to be the Phantom Zone Who Laughs, and they'll come back out.
The whole Phantom Zone?
Genius.
Imagine Zod who laughs.
Oh, I was going to say Zod.
Like Superman's just in the Fortress of Solitude and he just hears like little giggling. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah, Hunter Solomon goes by the name Zoom. And what I was going to say is actually what you're saying right there. Right. Once they decided to use Reverse Flash, suddenly he was everywhere.
Yeah.
And he was never really been in... Everyone loves Reverse Flash. Everyone's like, Benny, do stuff on Reverse Flash. It's the same thing. Benny, do stuff on Joker. I'm like, there isn't that much, guys.
Mm. Right.
Like they held them in the back so that when they showed up, you were like, oh my God, it's the Reverse Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
even
the point.
On Scott Snyder's run. Technically, he did two Joker stories, but they were like a year and a half apart.
Right.
Right.
And yeah. they're tied in technically. It was all part of the same storyline. Mm-hmm. Reverse Flash is funny because he came back in with Flashpoint, vanished again.
Yep.
But then as soon as he showed up in the CW show, there was a Robert Vendetti run with him. He was in like some background. It was like, we also brought back in Hunter Solomon. They're like, oh, this is Zoom.
Right.
And I'm the real Reverse Flash. And that's another Reverse Flash. And
well,
here's the new 52 Reverse Flash. They clarified it.
I know.
It's just Thawne, the only Reverse Flash now.
Who are you? I am Thawne.
Sorry. No, they did clarify it. They did. Hunter Solomon 1 doesn't exist right now. Although he's back now. Mm-hmm. It's confused. Got this Feaster bullshit.
Thank you. So here's the problem.
Hunter Solomon didn't exist. Then he came out of the time stream and he did exist. But
all right, enough with the confusing crap from the Flash.
My point being, he was used a lot.
Yes, he was once he showed up in CW. Yeah.
And I would say the argument against the oversaturation, because that is on the comic book fans, I think. And I will say why.
Okay.
Because they're already angry at me. No.
Is that why?
Because everyone's like, oh, we're all sick and tired of this. You know, you're just using the same villains. You're doing the same stories. Give us something new. Mm-hmm. And then they come out with something new. And they're like, this is crap. Give us what we love. Why isn't the Joker showing up again? Like,
you're not wrong.
Yeah. Like,
it's
very rare that a new villain or a new hero will come out that everyone kind of latches onto and really likes.
Yes. A great example from a run that everyone reveres as one of the best recent year Batman runs, Scott Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
He made Bloom.
Yes.
And Bloom was not well received and is gone.
I don't even remember it.
Bloom was the flower guy at the ending that Jim Gordon ended up fighting and the real Batman had to show up and beat him down.
A villain that I wish they used more, Kite Man.
Seriously.
Hell yeah.
You got to give Tom King one thing. At least Kite Man's awesome.
Kite Man's right.
First of all, I give Tom King nothing.
Not even Vision?
Not even Vision.
Sheriff of Babylon?
I give him Sheriff of Babylon. And Grayson.
Grayson is amazing.
It was.
Grayson was good.
Which is why it shocks me that I dislike Batman so much.
It's because Grayson didn't have filler.
Maybe. I don't know. Because it's like, we're not going to turn into a Tom King rant. I'll do that a different time.
Yeah. I mean, you've oversaturated.
I know. I'm
oversaturating
with how much I dislike Tom King. So. I don't even dislike Tom. You know, we're not going to get into it.
We're not going to get into it. This is the best episode. We have no real.
I heard that he hates Tom King's writing. That's the crazy part. Like, I like Sheriff of Babylon. I thought Grayson was really good. I liked Vision, and then I don't.
Heroes in Crisis, like Mr. Miracle.
Crap. Batman, crap. I don't know what else to tell you.
I'm going to state my opinion on what happened with Tom King's writing, based entirely upon.
No facts.
No direct contact with him, and no, like, I don't write anything myself. So, like, I don't have any, I'm a writer.
Before you say this, I just want to note how often, if we discuss anything Batman related, it always circles back to Tom King's Batman.
I can't help
Batman.
It. Because it angers me
so much. Maybe at one point he watched the show. I doubt he would now.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. He's like, what's that one asshole talking about?
So he's like, I wonder when they start bashing me this one. Nope.
There it
two
is.
2 minutes in.
Yeah, not bad. Actually, it's pretty bad.
So I love Tom King's writing. I do.
You do.
I do.
I know.
But even...
Constant disagreement about it.
Even as a huge fan of Tom King, after reading more of his recent stuff,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Miracle and the Batman run,
mm-hmm.
What I have... It's almost like he got the smash hit Vision. He got the smash hit Sheriff of Babylon. He got the smash... Even Grayson was very well received.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the editors then took a step back and said, Tom, do your thing. And I feel like that was where the problem came in, because that's when he started doing all the filler issues. And I am notorious for hating filler issues.
Mm.
Yes, you
because
are.
Because I read so many comics to begin with. I don't want to open up a book for Batman where you just killed Alfred and you don't even talk about it because we're on the beach with Selina and Bruce.
Because we're on A... Yeah, do the song.
Oh. Batcation's where I'm going to the beach.
Well, I mean, I get the problem I have is he'll take the overall message of that book.
Yeah.
The overall message was, we've decided we're going to be together again, Catwoman and Batman.
Okay.
We are a good couple. There was the Joker and everything that caused the problems. And instead of making that like three pages and then getting back to the point of your story,
right.
Because the vacation could have very easily been two pages, and then in the third page, we're like, oh, they do make a great couple. Mm-hmm. We should go back to Gotham. Meanwhile, in Gotham City.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
But what I'm saying is, like, instead of doing that, a half the issue, give me 10 pages of the vacation.
We then go see him playing beach volleyball, right? Drinking mojitos.
In a coconut.
I think it's in there. But, instead of doing like 10 pages of that and going back to Gotham and keeping us on point with the story,
sure.
Instead of just having fluff in the issue about the overall plot, he makes a whole issue of fluff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which really hit its head during the Nightmare series where 10 issues are basically fluff.
Yes. Also, I really hope that in this issue, at least in one panel, Batman just goes, I wonder what Alfred's doing right now. That's the only reference
cut
they
to
have.
Him like in a hole.
He's like,
According to our Twitch chat, Pector the Inspector, Tom King even fired his editor on Batman because of artist dispute on the proposal issue.
He was actually like, here's my idea. That sucks. You're fired. Who likes my idea? You're hired. Get over here.
I feel like a lot of times, like, I have a lot of writers that I will read almost everything they write, even if I'm disliking it at the time.
True. Yep.
But over the years that we've been doing this, and since I didn't used to follow writers and artists, like, super dead out, you know, like, this has become our job now. Yes. I have the artists that I always look for, Tony Daniel, Dexter Soy.
True.
I'm looking at all these guys. These are the ones I want. I can't ever pronounce his name, but the guy that's doing Justice League right now. I'll follow their artwork no matter what.
Jimenez?
Yeah, I can't ever pronounce it. Yeah.
I just know Jimenez is wrong because my Hispanic wife yelled at me.
But I have the same thing with writers and like Scott Snyder, Tom King, you know, James Tynion. There's a whole list of them that I follow no matter what they're writing. And even Scott Snyder James at times.
I love Scott Snyder, but there have been books I'm like, this is not Scott Snyder's best work.
No.
And Superman, I did not enjoy at all.
Usually, and I bet you're going to say this, it's the ones that get too much freedom.
And that's exactly where I'm going with that. Doing this for 6 to 7 years now, because I started really hardcore reading comics and I came back from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So that was 2011. I was reading them off and on, but like, there's a difference between going and buying my Batman, Green Lantern, and Flash book and going and buying 30.
Going all in Batman, and going, Flash, and Green Lantern.
What's new? I'll take it.
Exactly.
I'll have this wall.
Totally different way of reading them once we took this as a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is a lot of times when a writer starts getting more and more revered, they obviously get more and more freedom. And once more and more freedom, then we start running into problems.
Yeah.
Because the freedom is now a lot of times, and I don't know if Tom King is doing this, but a lot of them just get very full of themselves in general. And they're like, well, I'm going to tell my story however I want to.
Yeah, that's how he talks at DC Comics. Welcome.
I mean, notoriously, like a year and a half ago,
Batcation.
Whenever Secret Empire dropped, I liked the overall plot of Secret Empire. Mm-hmm. The issue I had with Secret Empire is I felt that Nick Spencer was given way too much freedom for Secret Empire.
Right.
And put way too much into other spots and tried to make this sprawling epic that didn't need to be that big.
Right.
And things like that. I said it in multiple weeks. I like the core plot of Secret Empire.
Yeah.
We could have very easily made this into a 6-issue series with a couple tie-ins.
Call it good.
Instead, he made it, 11 issues?
Something like that,
and core plot points were in tie-ins because he couldn't fit them into the main?
Yeah. Always good.
Frank Miller is another great example. Once
he's gone crazy. He was so good long ago.
But now Master Race, Dark Knight Master Race?
Not good.
What was even happening?
I don't even know. Dark Knight Returns is really good.
One thing I do want to mention, though, about the too much freedom is it's the problem when it's too much freedom with an established character.
Yeah, because if Tom King was just doing his own thing.
Exactly. When they do their own thing and they have their own story that they go freedom, those are usually amazing.
Mr. Miracle is incredible.
Right.
I still think it has some filler, but in the ending, the whole thing wraps up. Like, there's some issues I'm like, you could have pulled that out. Mm-hmm. But it's incredible. Same thing with Vision. Like, because it comes to what he was trying to tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when he's given Batman, it's like, well, we have a certain expectation with Batman.
It's similar to the Bendis when he first got Superman.
Yes.
Mm. We had an expectation for Superman and they gave him a lot of freedom. And you're like, wait, that's not Superman.
I will say Superman is coming together nicely, but I still think he's been given way too much freedom with that.
Yes.
Because they had so many plots going, and he's just like, forget them all! John 16, Supergirl's in space, Lois divorced Clark, I don't know what I'm doing!
And I'm bringing back the Legion of Superheroes.
I think the fact that he went, yeah, it's starting to get good again after he's been on it for like a year now. Yeah, I think that kind of speaks to...
Almost in the same manner as Tom King. Because even when Tom King started with I Am Batman, I Am Gotham and all that stuff, I was like, I'm not really digging this. the long show, the long form is coming together. Yeah. But even now, like,
yeah, this whole thing was building up to the Batcation.
Batcation's where I'm gonna.
Remember in issue one where he was just like, I wish I could just be on a beach
with Catwoman
in a bikini, my mojitos
out of coconuts.
Bat coconuts.
It's got little wings.
Now, like I said, this is entirely just the opinions of three guys who read comic books a lot. We are not writers. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I want to put this little, because I feel like we're bashing. That's why I went open with this. This is not a bash.
Oh, we're totally bashing.
Yeah.
I tend to bash.
We do not mean it in an insulting
way
at all.
It's, yes, it's entirely just from a guys who have to read like at least at a bare minimum 15 comics a pop.
And like I said, I actually do enjoy, I have enjoyed Tom King in the past.
I like Brian Michael Bendis, which is why I didn't abandon it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't like Brian Michael Bendis, I totally would have abandoned that series before it got good.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a lot of fun recording it, by the way. We just did the recording for that, for the Batman, the Brian Michael Bendis, and I do with all six issues. It comes together beautifully.
Okay.
I'm just saying it works, but when you were reading it when it came out, we were both like,
yeah, I dropped.
What is going on?
I dropped it because Bang was like, I'm going to keep reading
comics
this?
Like this.
Why can't I read them well?
I don't know what's happening. I'm on my third comic. Benny, that's the monitor.
I know. I'm on my third monitor. What was the point of today's show? I don't even remember.
We were talking villains. I think that's right. Tom King tangent as usual.
It does happen a lot.
Well, let's go ahead and go to our main topic then, discussing a villain should get movies. Dan, ready? Ready? You're going to do it with me this time.
Why do you always interlock fingers?
I don't know. It's getting weird.
All right, open a pot up.
I'm glad he's not holding my hand is all I'm saying.
No, you son of a...
I'm going to hit you before the end of the day.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Hims, a wellness brand for men. Have you noticed your hairline slowly receding or bald spots showing up? Well, 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35, but I'm here to tell you about a great product to prevent more hair loss while you can. No more awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines. For Hims connects you with real doctors online. Just answer a few questions for a doctor to review, and they can determine if it's right for you. They can prescribe your medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. My listeners can get started with a 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last, and subject to a doctor's approval. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/RobAndBenny. That's FORHIMS.com/RobAndBenny. 4HIMS.com/RobAndBenny.
We're going to shut the portal, but with a high five. Does that work?
No.
With that hand.
No.
High five.
No, ready? Ready, double? Hey, come on, Andy. You know, you're going to want... And the portal closed!
that was awful.
That's so dumb. I've ever done. But you know what's not stupid? Hymns. All right, let's do this. It's because that's our ass.
All right, so we discussed the Batman last, which led us to Andy talking about Tom King again.
All right, so...
I decided to pull this topic up because we haven't seen Joker yet, and that's the intention of this topic.
It's not out yet.
Some people have seen it.
Sundance.
So Dan was like, maybe we should wait. I don't think we should because here's what it's been. We had how many villain based movies so far? Suicide Squad and Venom.
Venom, and let's be honest, Avengers: Infinity War.
Yeah, the first one was about Thanos. I'll give it that. But you know what?
The reason why I mention him is because of how much he relates to the topic we're going on.
I will say that to an extent, yeah, because a lot of people did side with Thanos.
Like, yeah, they were like, what? I mean, there's a subreddit.
Just saying, he makes a lot of good points.
There's a subreddit that's literally called Thanos Did Nothing Wrong.
Yeah. So,
or Thanos was right.
Everybody
like that.
Says that until they become Ash.
Oh, so the point making is, I've seen a recent discussion about the Joker movie. Because the Joker movie, regardless of how they end up doing it, they're playing off of the concept of the one bad day.
V for Vendetta. That's another. Technically, it's villainous-ish.
That's a little old, though. We're talking about recent years. They're playing off the concept of the one bad day. Because they've always played off the idea that while the Joker doesn't fully know his origins, it must have come out of a one bad day. And they've played that off in The Killing Joke. And they've played that off a couple times with the Red Hood. Mm-hmm. When they do that origin, he had one bad day, turning him into the Joker. Which has now led to an uprising of what honestly looks to me like soccer moms, but it's probably a lot more to it than that. Of the argument of, should we be making a movie idolizing the Joker and villains
and promoting the idea that one bad day could turn you into a psycho. Now, looking back at Suicide Squad and Venom, I never really thought about that. Venom eats brains. And the Suicide Squad is villains who save the day.
He does it in a heroic way.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would not... The Venom that we got in the movie was not the villain Venom.
Right.
But the Venom we got in the movie was the... What they call anti-hero.
Yes.
He's the anti-hero. Yeah. The Punisher. He's an anti-hero.
Right. And I will say that. But when people, general public, hears Venom... You think slithering tongue, brains.
Well, that's what he is. Yeah. The villain from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, regardless of who actually did the argument, I made a joke about it being soccer moms, but I guarantee there's more behind it. It's the Facebook groups and stuff like that. But there are some people that I've seen that are even in the comic industry, that are like, should we be doing this?
Right.
And it brings up a good point, because I think the Joker is going to be the one that finally crosses that line of, like, he's really just a full villain movie. It's not Suicide Squad. Ha ha, Harley's kind of funny.
Don't forget, we are the bad guys. But are you, though?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Or Venom, where you could recognize him as being a big alien space monster. Mm-hmm. But he, in the end, saves the day and works with Eddie and teams up with him.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Because this does base around the argument of whenever something horrific does happen in the world, they then go, well, they were playing this video game, or they saw this movie, or they, you know.
Which is crazy, because, I mean, there was no violence before video games.
That is true.
It's crazy.
That is true. If you go back before, what was the first video game ever? I don't know.
Pong.
We'll go with Pong being the first one. If you go back before Pong, peace.
Yeah, absolute world peace.
Absolutely.
Let's not have that argument in the political discussion behind that today. I didn't want to go into that because that is like an entirely different topic.
Yeah.
But I do understand the argument where it is now, because the Joker, at least the way we're being portrayed, is he's going to have one bad day and become the Joker, who is not ever portrayed as an anti-hero unless Scott Snyder turns him into a weird snake in the middle of DC Metal.
That wasn't actually Joker. That was Batman wrangled a Joker dragon from somewhere in the dark multiverse. And if that's not metal as hell, I don't know what is.
So what do you guys think?
No. I think the argument is stupid.
That Joker shouldn't get a movie?
I don't think it matters. I think it depends on... Because, I mean, there have been plenty of movies that portray a villain.
Psycho? Yeah.
Psycho.
Hannibal?
Falling Down is about a guy who just had one bad day, and it escalated to almost like a vigilante thing until he dies in the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Movies have portrayed bad people... Yeah. Throughout the entire history of cinema. The only reason people are saying it now is because it's based off a comic book character. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that comic book characters are meant for children.
Right. Yeah.
So if a child sees that the Joker is getting a movie, well, they wouldn't give a movie to a bad guy, right?
Right. And it's rated R, so of course it's for the kids.
Right. That's the argument. Now, the cinema has portrayed villains throughout its entire history. Mm-hmm. And people, oddly enough, like to root for bad guys.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a heroic way, almost because it's like, it's just fun to see what bad guys would do. That's why people like American Psycho.
Yeah,
right.
Like, nobody goes in that movie like, you know, he was just misunderstood. I don't know why he was
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Exactly. Yeah. That's
Godfather.
What I'm saying. I mean, they're all... I mean, any mob movie.
Yeah.
Nobody was good in The Departed.
No.
All right? I'm sorry.
Definitely not.
I mean, that's just, it's
half the Westerns.
Half the Westerns are bad guys. I love a good Clint Eastwood Western, and half the time he ain't great.
No, he's just randomly shooting people out of town.
Yeah, they mostly deserve it, though. No, so I would say...
Clockwork Orange from our chat.
There you go. That's what
I love
saying.
That
like,
movie.
The argument doesn't make any sense. The only reason they're making an argument is because it's a comic book character, and the Joker is supposed to be a bad guy. They've done Joker stories in comics all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Killing Joke. You see a lot of the Joker's supposed backstory. You know, things like that. It's like, it's a dumb argument, I think.
Yeah.
You're not going to come out of that movie like, you know what? Batman's just kind of an asshole. Why does he keep punching Joker in the face? You know what I'm saying? You're going to come out like, oh man, this horrible thing turned this guy into the Joker. Cause that's the story they're trying to tell.
Yeah.
Now, if Joker was thrown on a cape and like, yes, I'm a good guy. All right. We have a slightly different story then.
See, that actually brings up a good point as well. Cause it's like the villains you go through and you're watching it and you're like, okay, they're a villain. They're doing this for a reason. If anything, Batman's a bad role model.
Well,
hey, guys, think about it. If you beat the crap out of people, but you know they're doing bad things, it's okay.
No, like, no, the better lesson is if you're rich, you can do whatever you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Like, there are things
that
like
is
this.
A good lesson.
I mean, to be fair, that's actually true.
Yeah, it's true.
But, like, that's just the point is people are bashing on the villainous movies. What about Deadpool?
Yeah. What about
if
every
you're
horror
funny,
movie?
It's totally fine.
Every
for you
horror
to
movie. That's
people.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, Lego Monster movies. In our chat says every horror movie. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I think
I watched Friday the 13th to see how many kids Freddy's going to kill.
Yeah. Right,
but I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare
but
Elm Street.
Nobody complains about it. They're not like, well, they're glorifying Freddy.
I think the problem is, legitimately, today's culture, and I mean, I'm not going to go into it, but politics and things that are going on, and people want something to blame. And superhero and supervillain movies
are so
the
popular
newest
right now,
thing,
yeah.
as well as video games getting more popular. Those are the newest things since all of this has started. Mm. And people are like, well, clearly it's not society, so it's got to be this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. If like, what is that? The ball in a cup became like the biggest thing.
Ball
so it would be
cup.
Like, oh my gosh, that's teaching kids to decapitate people and throw them in baskets. What?
Is that what you learned for Ball in a Cup?
That's actually, that was actually the only thing I could think of.
That,
that
is
was
actually
that
is the origins of Ball in a Cup. Yeah. It was in the ye olde times.
Ye olde, of
and,
course.
And they were like,
not just
you know, they were
ye olde.
Decapitating people and throwing them into baskets. And they were like, man, we're going to start running out of people soon. And they're like, well, what if we just use like a ball and like a cup? I mean, genius.
Either that or it was like they were watching executions with a guillotine. And they were like, we can make a game out of that. Let's just attach it so it sometimes goes out.
I like to say,
but you
when it
see
comes
what
to
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, when it comes to all of these arguments, Erin in our chat is a parent, and she says it's on the parents to police the kids when they
it
get
is.
Movies.
I hate when people take kids to an R-rated movie or get a mature-rated game. They're like, "This wasn't for my kids." No shit.
We all used to work at GameStop. How many people bought Grand Theft Auto for their kids?
All the time.
Yeah.
And then they tried to return it, and because it was already open, I wouldn't return it. And they go, at me. It's hilarious.
It was not for my kids. Well, did you read the rating?
We tried to tell you when you came in. I always tell parents, like, listen, there's, you know, prostitutes. You can beat them up and blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. In the game.
Really? No, I want to play more Grand Theft. Anyway.
Right?
But the other thing that I always kind of go is, like, because everyone likes to blame the movies or say that the movie can cause potential issues.
Right.
I always say that if you notice someone who's having problems and you're worried about a movie, The Joker, giving them the idea to go on a murdering spree,
there's other things you should be concerned
about. There's other
about.
Things you should be concerned about. Not the Joker movie. You should be getting them help, or you should be like, there's a number of things you should be doing for these people. You know,
like your kid's going to come out, Mom, he had some good points.
I've never liked the idea, and I've never gone into that school of thought that one movie is going to turn Dan and he's going to go, oh,
right.
One bad day, man. If I have one bad day, Benny, you better watch out for me. You know, like,
but it's like a series of events in the bad day. Like if there's only like three bad things that happen,
has to be five at the
number. Yeah. Right. Once I get to a point,
Dan gets to fight four really bad things happen in his entire day. Like his car broke down. He lost his job. His wife left him.
Jesus.
I got away.
Yeah,
and then she left.
Right.
Just
no,
for that one day.
And then you discovered that you owed the IRS back taxes, and then that fifth thing, your sandwich is kind of cold.
Son of a bitch. He's like, yeah, but I went to the vending machine, and I got two bags of Skittles for $1, so that like canceled out. So really only four bad things happened.
So there's more to it than just one movie, and I hate the idea that we would limit ourselves. Look, if The Joker comes out, apparently it's getting rave reviews.
But it is getting very good reviews.
Let's just assume for a moment it's the worst movie ever created. It gets 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. No one ever wants
nobody
to see
would
it.
Care.
No one would care. It's because it's getting
actually,
rave
no,
reviews.
People would watch it for the sake of, well, if it's that bad, I have to see.
Okay, it gets 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. No one will give a crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
Like the lower it is, people are like, why is it so low?
I have to see it.
And for the record, anybody who believes, oh no, that's not true, look at the way sci-fi does all of their movies. They aim to make them cheesy and low ranking because everyone watches them.
Everybody loves bad
the
sci-fi.
Room, it's the worst movie, but a lot of people know of it.
We watched Atomic Shark the other day. It was a shark that was atomic. The name said it all. And we expected more.
Twist ending. It was a meerkat the whole time.
But no, I mean, for me, I've always just liked the idea of this one movie is going to be the turning point. Like anybody who's at a point where where legitimately that movie converted you
to Jokerism.
Yeah, to Jokerism. You had a long
road
getting
there. You're the Joker gang from Injustice 2.
Yeah.
Jokerism.
So, I mean, that's just, without going into the whole politics of the whole thing, I don't want to go deep diving into that discussion. But that's how I've always thought about it. I don't like the idea that everyone's like, we shouldn't make this because what if one person watches this one time? And there's more to it than that. There's not, you can't just take one thing and say, just like when terrible things happened 15 years ago and everyone's like, it's Grand Theft Auto 3's fault. You're like, but is it though? Like,
I mean, it wasn't my case. But
so, I mean, what do you guys?
I mean, that's my argument, is that this is not the first villain-centric movie,
right?
It really isn't. It's the first, maybe, and it's not even the first comic book villain-centric movie. So,
no.
Trying to think. I think
the argument is dumb, honestly.
I mean, in all honesty, I vaguely remember the plot at this point, but Robin Williams starred as a psychopathic killer in One Hour Photo.
Yeah,
and I loved that movie. Yeah, but I don't remember
how he would.
If I remember correctly, he was going on the verge of becoming one and then got caught.
And then he watched one movie.
Right. I mean, another example, Dexter.
Dexter?
Like, it's literally a show that kind of teaches you how to kill people and dispose of them.
I mean, most people's entertainment in this world right now, it seems, are shows about just terrible people doing terrible things to other people.
It's because we've used up all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, well, what can we do? We can make this guy good. Nah, we've done that. Let's make him bad.
Ooh.
Genius. I like it.
With Dexter, that just taught me to avoid blood splatter experts because, oh my God, are they good at their job?
And they're all murderers.
Well, only when they're psychopaths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all
Breaking Bad is a great example.
Another one. Yeah.
Like, and I cannot wait for that movie, the sequel, to come out.
That movie, the sequel?
They're having the sequel to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And a movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's breaking worse.
It's breaking. Oh, no.
Breaking better?
Breaking badder?
Broken Bad.
Broken Bad. Yeah, it's past tense.
I don't remember
tense,
what it's
now.
Called
yeah,
now.
Past tense. It's past
anyway,
tense.
Yeah. So overall, I disagree with that concept.
I do
too. If anything, rated R, which it is, don't make PG-13 and PG villain-based movies.
I love the argument, though, where they're like, because like when Suicide Squad came out and people were like, well, Harley Quinn's a strong female character that girls can look up to. Like, the character's really popular right now. It's like, do you guys know anything about Harley Quinn? Right. First of all, she was in an abusive relationship for what seemed like forever.
At least 10 years, at least.
Yeah, yeah. like, and she's a criminal. She murders people. Like, no,
she's psychopathic.
She is not a strong female role model.
To the point that even when she's trying to be good, she considers murdering people.
Yeah.
I
would make the argument that Batman's not a good role model for young boys either.
Because
that tells you that when something goes wrong, you dress up like a bat and beat up people.
and you can do very, very bad things, but they'll live and it's okay.
Exactly.
Throw him off the building, broke every bone, but he's alive. So.
I mean, realistically,
battering to the head.
Most comic book characters should not be used as like...
Spider-Man's the only one I would go with.
I mean, but even he beats
and
up
Superman.
People. I would say Superman.
Superman.
Superman will do anything possible to avoid a fight.
Yes.
Yes.
So I would say Superman, yes. The one that's not human. Yeah.
I know, honestly, part of what I loved about the Brian Michael Bendis run and the way it all came together is because the first three issues, he explored a very strong amount of the humanity of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down to should he kill Rogal Zar in the last two issues, it was like a very big conflict.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, should I do this?
Right, right.
It will prevent so many.
He literally goes out of his way to prevent having to fight or, you know, obviously, in the very extreme cases when he has killed someone, like that sort of thing. So yeah, I will give you Superman. But most comic book characters probably should not be used, honestly,
as a role model.
Yeah.
I will give...
Punisher.
I will give DC credit on the Harley Quinn front, though. Once they realized everyone's trying to make her into a strong female role model.
Yeah, they did change her.
They are changing her around to make that more
viable. Yeah.
Like, if you read her personal comic now, it's like, yeah, she's a crazy clown girl, but she's got a good heart, and she's not killing people anymore.
She seems really sad about it, so...
She's got a chip on her shoulder.
Anyway,
yeah, the only villainous movie that I think may have had a slight impact on society was Thanos. And that was just because of the fact of the number of people that did really jump on the, no, Thanos is a good guy. He was the good guy in the movie. What are you guys talking about? That is honestly the only one I would consider even potentially a part of the argument that would be slightly valid because of how many people jumped on that train.
Yes.
But
well, there was also the people who are like, you know, mankind is destroying the planet. So
exactly.
If there weren't so many of us,
Yeah,
like, the planet would come back, which was essentially Thanos' argument to begin with.
Yeah,
exactly. And so I feel like that's the only one that in this argument I'd go, all right, I'll give you Thanos.
So it was like very charming.
Everything else, it's just good guys, bad guys. They're everywhere. Just the difference is now it's based off a comic book.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, that's my argument.
And even before the
yeah.
movies, there were books about bad people.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
even
I'm
before
saying.
Then, most, when you're a kid, you're playing with toys and you're like, haha, I'm smashing everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the bad guy.
Well, it's like, honestly, half of our entertainment in all mediums
yeah.
is from the perspective of a bad guy. And yeah, that's one of the reasons we like it.
One of my favorite books is actually Dorian Gray. And he's evil as hell.
Yeah, he's a bad person. Like, I mean, that's just... Evil's entertaining.
It is.
Honestly.
It's entertaining.
I mean, look at
it's
it.
Not
it would not be
things.
Good without that, without him being evil.
Yeah.
Well, if he was really just
he's actually glorify
him, though.
Clown.
Yeah. Like,
I actually got you balloons.
Like, half the book's from Pennywise's perspective. And you're like, would you stop hitting me?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
But half of it's from Pennywise, and you're like, you know what? He makes some valid arguments. He just wants to eat those children. Like,
the kids are the evil ones.
Well, if you think about it, Pennywise is just a supernatural joker anyway. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, to end this, I want to do one last thing. Andy.
It happens again. I'm going to hate you.
Give me a villain you want to see a movie about.
Ooh.
Kite Man.
The Batman Who Laughs. No.
Actually, I would watch that movie.
I would watch that movie, actually. Yeah. A villain I want to see a movie. Just like, just the villain.
Yes.
Just
so like the Joker movie.
Like almost like okay. an origin story or just a movie from his perspective.
You can even take it like Venom where you're like, well, I want to see him turn into an anti-hero, you know?
Well, glue yours. I got to think.
Yeah.
Kind of. No. Dr. Doom.
Oh, that would actually
that
would be a really
I think
good
that would be
one.
A
yeah,
cool one because, yeah. Or in the DC aspect, Black Adam.
Yeah.
Like,
see, and that's actually.
Technically, Black Adam's getting a movie.
Honestly, we're getting a movie. I would. But see, Black Adam, depending on the iteration, is either an anti-hero or a villain. I would
exactly.
say, honestly, I'm looking forward to the Black Adam one.
Well, he's got The Rock, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, like, Doctor Doom is also, in a way, the same way.
Depends on his argument.
Sometimes yeah. he's an anti-hero because of the fact that if it's in Latveria, he will do anything to protect the people of Latveria.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his yeah. Mondoc, essentially.
Yeah. I don't know mine, though. I would actually... I think a Dark Side movie would be cool.
That would be
you
cool.
You could do, like, a mythology kind of movie.
Or a movie
like
about
from his perspective. Like,
stuff.
Exactly like him yeah. kind of taking over Apocalypse. Because even then, if you go to... Whenever they do stuff on Apocalypse, those people see him as a god.
You're right.
Like, Superman, everybody sees him as a villain, and he's right. not a nice god by any stretch of the imagination, but they do revere him as a right. god, so...
I would love his origin story of the version where he is just a farmer and then kills all
the I think
that
was the
new
the 52 one, yeah. yeah, they did, yeah.
Or the gods.
I think
I'm going to go, with Victor Zsasz in, like, American Psycho.
Oh, yeah, that would work. Okay. Yeah, that would very much work, yeah.
we're yeah. At first
we're just
like,
seeing him snap and be like...
Yeah, just start cutting himself. But I mean, if you did like, a Catwoman movie would be cool. One, they did that and it wasn't.
It was Halle Berry.
Yeah. But once again,
wait,
she's
wasn't
more...
there another Catwoman movie as well? Or was it a Batman one where she dies and then the cats show up?
That's
Batman
Returns.
Returns.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically, okay. The one with Halle Berry was supposed to be the follow-up to that.
No, oh, is it?
And originally, it was supposed to be Michelle Pfeiffer and Tim Burton were going to do a Catwoman movie with her in the leather outfit and everything. Everyone on the project fell off, and then they restarted it with Halle Berry and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was awful.
Well, you know, technically it's a different universe. They've established that is a different universe.
Yeah,
so
know, yeah.
That's just a different
an
portrayal.
Awful universe is what it was.
it's the DCAU. The DC awful universe.
I like it. Yeah, it's solid. Yeah,
is Justice
I mean, that,
League in that?
That would be my... Justice League had like one or two good parts. You know, like one or two.
It was the intro where there was the Green Lantern you saw for
yeah,
like
that was
seconds.
Cool, right? The Green Lantern was in that movie. I don't know what everyone's talking about. Yeah, that'd be my answer though, Darks. I think I'd like a New Gods, but from the Apocalypse perspective.
Okay, and you're going with
Doctor Doom
I
slash.
Think, I
Black
honestly
Adam.
Think that's a cool idea. I like yeah. that.
And I'm doing the Victor Zsasz and an American Psycho kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it from Thanatos in our chat, Riddler. You could do a very good one with Riddler being the antagonist.
Hush?
No, not that crappy version of Riddler. Real Riddler.
I don't know. Honestly,
to me, that would be like the Joker movie, kind of like One Bad Day. Because like, depending on the origin of like Riddler from like the Batman animated series, he was like a video game developer that got fired and was like, fine, then I'll become a supervillain. Wait, what? You know, so yeah, it'd be roughly like the same idea.
Ooh, another good one, Kingpin. In the style of like a Godfather movie.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
They did that. It's called Daredevil.
Actually, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
They made him very sympathetic, and then he chopped someone's head off with a door.
I remember that.
I
kind of
feel bad for... Ooh.
All right, now Daredevil's going to have to punch him. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, no. He must have had his reasons.
I could
He's
see
just misunderstood.
He's misunderstood. That guy just got stuck in the door.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, he tripped and he was trying to close the door and didn't realize that there was someone
there. Something in the doorway.
Well, it's like realistically, if you look at like the Netflix Punisher show, like people are like, well, he kills a bunch of people, and in the and they say that in the show, and he's like, yeah, but only like bad people. So
yeah.
You know, technically, with the amount of bad people that everyone killed, there should be no bad people.
Right, they got to be running out of bad guys by now.
Like, Punisher just killed 50 of them. I mean,
seriously, he ran out of bullets before he ran out of bad guys.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Comics Experiment, the show that we bring to you every Saturday right here at the Comic Storian channel. Discuss something comic book related, news related, or whatever. You can find this on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, all of those wonderful sources, or you can get it early access and unedited over on our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, or you can actually get it as... No, it's only on Patreon. No! We just started the YouTube membership.
What?
We started up the YouTube membership thing, and the YouTube membership thing lets them get early access the videos that we have on Patreon, but we're not doing the podcasts. We still would rather have people on Patreon instead of YouTube membership, but they're still getting early access to all videos on our YouTube membership. So if you do like early access and you don't want to become a part of our Patreon, consider joining up with our YouTube membership thing. If we do see enough people there, then we'll start merging some more of the Patreon stuff over.
Right.
All the price points are the same, so I don't think someone's getting more than the other. So either way, don't forget to check out our sponsor of the day.
Our sponsor, Hims. If you go to forhims.com/robinbenny, you can get a starter hair kit for only $5. Check
and
the link down below.
You can get glorious hair like Ben. This is Ben. Ben and Dan.
So if you get my identity wrong one more time.
And if you want good sexual wellness like Andy, you can also try them for
You couldn't even finish the statement. You couldn't even finish the statement.
That's too funny.
Thank you, guys. And don't forget, you can catch us live every Thursday at www.twitch.tv/comicstorian. I was wondering if you were going to know what channel we're on.
I got it.
We'll see you guys next time right here. Bang. Everyone wave until Gary hits the button.